age-old debate, real or fake Christmas tree? Which is better? Let's go to Chris. Chris, fake or real tree?
Gotta be.
Huh?
In here.
Got the spiders.
What'd you say?
He said, oh, you want fake tree because of the spiders?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. And the mess, it gets messy.
How many times,
every day.
How many times have you had tree spiders in your home? Has it happened a lot?
Katie.
I'm asking.
Say, nope.
He said nope.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
There's a slight.
So he's just afraid that it could happen.
Yeah.
If you don't like spiders, I can see that. Now that he said that, I'm like, yep, more of a case for a fake tree.
I mean, I don't like spiders, but it's not going to stop me from bringing a tree in.
Yeah, Jake, you're stashing a fake tree in an attic where spiders live.
And spider crickets and stink bugs. And,
right. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Let's go to Keith. Keith, fake or real tree? Which is better?
Hey, a fake, and I'll tell you why. Growing up, my mother's bipolar, and she wouldn't let us have a real tree because she thought things were living in it. And then so I grew up, I said, when I get older and get married, I'm going to get a real tree. So then we adopted three kids in 2014, and we went to Spruce Pine and cut down the tree and everything. We get home, and two of our kids are red-rashed out, swelling. One had anaphylaxis. Turns out they're allergic to Fraser firs. I was like, ah, bum, bum, bum. So then we got a fake tree, and my daughter loves to put it together every Christmas. And she's 8 now, and she put it together Sunday all by herself. So you can't put a real tree together. So fake is in the house.
All right.
Yay.
Okay. All right, Keith.
We had all the hot button issues, bipolar, adoption, rashes.
Yeah. Like, are we talking about trees? What happened?
Self-accomplishment.
Right.
All right.
What's bipolar got to do with the fake tree?
Yeah. When you put in the argument, you got to give all everything you got.
Every detail. Yeah.
Clearly, based on the last call, you don't have to be bipolar or have bipolar to think that things are living in it because they could.
Right.
Yeah,
it could be. Sure.
It could be living. Possums could be living in there. A squirrel. Right. A bird.
Mm-hmm. Anything. Jose, real or fake tree?
Good morning. How are y'all?
We're good.
Good.
I'm like a huge Katie fan, trying to get them cinnamon rolls. You know what I'm saying?
Katie did post the cinnamon rolls social media,
yes,
and I was drooling for days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were that good.
Anyways, I'm going to go with a fake tree. If I had a personal butler, I would send him the moon to get me a huge Christmas tree and bring it back to me and put water in it and light it up or whatnot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Shout at Jason.
And live that Goodman life. I was living that Goodman life last week. It was pretty nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
You got to do all that.
What was he doing?
He went to Cammy.
Oh, I see.
And I went to Core Life afterwards.
Dang.
He does support everybody that we go
to. He does.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard you got something removed.
Is that
his penis?
Yeah.
Is it your penis?
Removed, yeah.
Wait a minute. No.
I thought he
doesn't work for me.
Well, but still.
But I thought he posted that on his Facebook page.
Which testicle was it?
Trying to be more like Jason.
I did a transplant. I donated one to Goodman.
Tis
the season.
It
doesn't go up anymore.
Yeah, he's like, please remove 3 inches from my wiener so I can be more like Jason.
All right.
He hung up. All right. Let's go to Haley. Haley, real or fake tree?
1,000% real tree. We have made it a Christmas tradition every single year. We go up to the mountains as a family and with all of our family friends. It's like 50 of us. We get on a tractor. You know, they drive us out to the field and you pick your favorite tree. And while it definitely can be expensive, it's just all about like the experience for me. I mean, as long as I can remember, we have always had a real tree, and now we're just carrying on that tradition for my daughter. And, I mean, they have hot cocoa and Santa sometimes, and just getting on the tractor, honestly, is just fun. We bring our dog.
Have you
and
not
then
been?
You have.
Nope. Have you not been to see the fake trees where they have the AI Santa? Fake
can't bring
love,
your dog.
Absolutely not.
Fake robot
absolutely
dogs.
Not.
But okay. to some people, getting.
Thank you.
And I would look at Jared if I had to say anything. To get on a tractor in the freezing cold weather up a mountain to go cut down a tree?
Yes!
Doesn't seem the best.
To me, that sounds like a dream.
Jason, I could beat you in a sprint if you want to get
maybe
down to that.
Could.
Yeah. So let's not go there. But yes, I'm not doing that.
You wouldn't?
I would. No. I mean, I would go.
Yeah?
But I've used a chainsaw before. It did not end well.
You don't have to. Wait, you don't have to cut it down yourself.
But yeah, if somebody said, let's go to a tree farm and make a day of it, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kids of yours. They're holding you back.
In the freezing cold weather. I don't know.
What?
I just.
Aren't you from Rhode Island?
I hate the cold.
Yeah.
Like if we were going in Florida and it was nice and warm, like a nice palm tree.
That doesn't set the scene.
I like that a little bit better, actually.
Get the chainsaw.
You ever heard of a hat and gloves and a scarf?
Yes. I got a heated jacket because it's so cold.
God, you're a pansy.
When it comes to the cold, I am. I don't know what it is.
That's one way I relate to Jason. I'm a pansy, too. I mean, I'll do the cold, but it's like, I ain't trying to like hike a mountain.
Well, you didn't go to school in Boone the way Squid and I did.
I lived in Boone before y'all ever went there.
For 4 times as long as you because it took me 8 years to graduate from college. But still, I lived there. And it's, you know, whatever. You just dress to, that's how you do it. And I think Matt is on the real train.
I'm 100% real tree.
Real tree. And so Squid. So.
Yeah. But when you do the real tree, Matt, are you going to the store? Are you going to Boone to cut down the tree or whatever it is?
When I was growing up, we used to do the family tradition of the Sunday after Thanksgiving. We would drive to the mountains and pick out the trees for the whole family and pick them out and cut them down and put them in the truck. We'd have lunch there. We'd make a whole day of it. Now we go to the farmer's market get the trees. They're very reasonably priced at the farmer's market. And so the farms in the mountains are cutting them down, bringing them there. Mm-hmm. Okay. You get to pick it up. There's like 4 or 5 different farms, so you get to pick which one you want. But it's the tradition of taking it home and putting the lights up. It's frustrating as hell putting the lights on it.
But it's
the tradition of getting to do that.
Mm-hmm. And you're just ignoring the fact there's nothing like the tradition of going up into the attic, turning the light on and bumping your head to the nails on top of your roof, basically. It can't fit through the thing.
In the cold attic.
Cold, help me!
Where's my jacket?
Where's part 3 of the tree?
Move it!
Is that a tragic wall?
I need the whole family up here so we can pick which one we want.
Jason, when you've got the fake, because I had a fake tree too, and I have one now. I haven't put it together yet, but I'm doing it today. And it'll be like A, B, C, D, or F. And I'm like, where is C? Yeah. The tree is missing somewhere. The tree looks stupid.
I mean, it was like a wartime warfare when me and Carol put the decorations up. And then we're like, oh, okay, love you too, love you too.
Yeah.
But it was like, what the hell? It keeps falling down. F you.
You got to fluff the branches more.
And then I've heard people with fake trees say, you'll go in their house and see them. They're like, they haven't, the branches haven't settled. I'm like, it's fake.
They ain't gonna
settle.
They haven't settled. Well, you just need to pull it down. I mean, they do settle a little bit. Odd to say.
The reason why I typically didn't like the look of a fake tree, 99% of my seed look bare.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%.
Except for that Costco one, but you're paying for the extra branches, obviously.
You are. Okay.
All right. I think we didn't settle anything. Squid, did you say real or fake?
Oh, real, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
100%.
Are you going to get a tree for your new... condo?
I think I want to. I haven't done it yet. I want to. Yeah, my mom got me a little ornament.
That's nice.
One ornament on the tree. You should do that. That would be funny.
That'd be very sad.
And one
funny.
String of lights. Yeah.
No, one light.
Star.
Just one light. One light. Yeah.
In the back of the tree.
Yeah, I might do it.
Start small and then you build your empire.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.